according to the Psukim in the Torah, the only types of material that needs Tevilat Kelim are metals, the metals mentioned in the Torah. In actual fact, there's discussion in the Poskim about other types of metal, where, such as aluminium, whether it's got a chiyuv of tefillah or not. But certainly only metal is chayav min ha-Torah. Glass, according to the Gemara at the end of Masechet Avodah Zarah, is also chayav in tefillat kelim, but that's midrabanan, because glass and metal share certain physical properties or characteristics, and that is that if they're broken, they can both be reformed. If you've got a metal plate or dish and it gets a hole in it, you can heat up the metal and join it together again. And the same is true with glass, or minimally you can crush down the glass and reform it into another keli. But anything else doesn't have a chiyuv of tefillat kelim, neither min ha-Torah nor midrabanan. So on the face of it, there shouldn't really be much to talk about other types of materials. Nevertheless, there is a certain amount of discussion in the Poskim, and what I want to discuss today is the question of glazed earthenware and porcelain, whether or not that needs to be like kelim, the concern being that the glazing perhaps is counted as a very thin layer of glass, and maybe this has now got the status of being glassware rather than just earthenware. So there's actually a machloket Rishonim on this subject. For starters, the Rishonim accept that the chiyuv of tevila with a keli, if it's just got a coating which is chayev, then the whole chiyuv is only midrabanan. So midoraita, if you've got something which is earthenware and it's covered with a metal coating, so the chiyuv to do tevila will be drabanan. However, even within that, there's a discussion, according to the Issa v'Heta, whether the coating is metal or glass, there's a chiyuv of tevila, whereas according to the Trumat Hadeshen, it's only with metal that there's a chiyuv of tevila midrabanan. But seeing as the whole chiyuv of tevila with glass is drabanan, they didn't impose that on a keli which is only covered with glass. So according to the Trumat Hadeshen, if something is glazed, then it doesn't need tevilat kelim at all. However, we do seem to paskin like the Issa v'Heta. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Yoreder Siman Kuf Kaf, Sif Kaf Tet, he says that glazed earthenware, the minhag is to tovel it without a bracha, because it's glazed with a thin layer of glass. However, the Pri Chadash makes the observation that if the glazing is very, very thin, which of course it is on most dishes, and it's not marmiz hakli, meaning that the keli won't fall apart without it, so then it doesn't need tevila. That is recorded as being the psak also of Rav Moshe Feinstein, but many achronim do say that it should actually be toveled without a bracha. And I think that's the minhag. The recommendation that I often give to people is that, l'chatchila one should certainly follow that minhag and tovel china and glazed pottery and such things without a bracha. But in certain instances, there's room to be makel. So, for example, sometimes you've got a chozer b'tshuvah who's got a whole, milchik dinner services and fleishik dinner services and Shabbat and weekday and Pesach, etc., all of which need tevilat kelim. So I suggest that to l'sha'avar, they don't need tevilat kelim, and to rely on those poskim that say it's not necessary. But anything new that's being purchased should have tevilat kelim. As far as porcelain is concerned, largely it's the same discussion. Many poskim say that it doesn't need to be like kelim. Some poskim say that it does. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva where he says that he's concerned that the way that porcelain is made nowadays is very similar to the way that glass is made, combined with the fact that it's got certain similar physical characteristics. The translucency of porcelain makes it similar in character to glass. So Rav Moshe Sternbach is choshesh that again needs tevila without a bracha. Ad kan.